Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Equity futures are pointing to a higher open, continuing the momentum from Friday's record-setting session.
That's right, we're seeing green across the board, and it looks like trade is the name of the game today. The market is breathing a sigh of relief after the US and EU finally reached a trade agreement over the weekend.
Okay, so let's break that down. What's in this deal?
The headline number is a new 15% baseline tariff on European imports. And yes, that includes automobiles. Now, that's higher than the current 10%, but it's much lower than the 30% rate that was looming over the market, set to hit on August 1st.
So it's a less bad outcome, which the market is taking as a positive. Certainty over uncertainty.
Exactly. Plus, the deal includes Europe buying hundreds of billions in U.S. goods, specifically military and energy products. It's a significant development.
But I saw that not everyone is celebrating. Germany's Mechanical Engineering Association said this deal is going to cost German automakers billions every year.
And they're not wrong. It's a compromise, not a complete win for them. But from a macro perspective, resolving this uncertainty is a net positive for market sentiment. And it's not just Europe. The news out of Asia is also constructive.
You're talking about China?
Yes. Reports are indicating that the U.S. and China are expected to extend their current tariff truce for another 90 days. And, on top of that, President Trump reportedly froze restrictions on technology exports to China as part of the negotiations. Both are positive signs.
So, the trade winds are at our back, but looking at the calendar, this week feels like an absolute minefield. It's a pivotal week, to say the least.
A monster week is more like it. First, let's talk earnings. We have roughly 38% of the S&P 500's market cap reporting. That's more than double last week's weight. The real show will be midweek, with Microsoft, Meta, Apple, and Amazon all on deck.
Wow. The results from those four alone could move the entire market. And as if that weren't enough, we also have critical jobs data and a Federal Reserve meeting.
You got it. So while the mood is optimistic this morning, it could be tested very, very quickly. There is a ton of event risk packed into the next 5 days.
All right, let's get to some individual stocks making moves pre-market. Tesla is popping up over 1%. What's the catalyst there?
This is a huge story. Elon Musk announced a $16.5 billion semiconductor contract with Samsung. This is for Tesla's next generation AI chip. It's a massive deal that helps secure their future tech pipeline, and investors are loving it.
Got it. Now, on the other side of the coin, Sarepta Therapeutics is gapping down, off more than 4%. That looks ugly.
And it's for a very serious reason. The FDA is now investigating the death of an 8-year-old boy who received their drug, Elevidys. That's a massive blow, and you're already seeing the fallout. Barclays downgraded the stock to underweight this morning.
That's terrible news. Shifting gears to M&A. What's this rumor about the railroads?
The rumor mill is buzzing that Union Pacific could reach a deal to acquire Norfolk Southern, possibly as soon as this week. That would be a blockbuster deal, a huge consolidation in the rail sector, definitely one to watch.
And a few quick analyst calls to highlight. I see Nike is getting some love.
It is. JP Morgan upgraded Nike to overweight. That's a strong vote of confidence. At the same time, GE Vernova was downgraded to neutral by Guggenheim. So lots of individual stories driving the action today.
So the headlines seem bullish, but some of the short-term technical analysis I'm seeing suggests a little caution after Friday's big run-up. What are the charts telling you?
That's a great point. While the futures are up, the very short-term charts for the SPY and QQQ do show some potential weakness, maybe some profit-taking. For the SPY, the key level to watch is support right around 638. A break below that could bring in more sellers. For QQQ, that support is around 568.
So for traders hitting their desks now, what's the game plan?
The overall sentiment is cautiously bullish. I'm keeping an eye on leading consumer discretionary names, which have shown relative strength. But this is not the week to be a hero and chase extended moves. Be nimble. With the Fed and big tech earnings on tap, the landscape could change in a heartbeat.
So, to wrap it all up, trade news is providing a nice tailwind this morning, but it's just the calm before a potential storm of earnings and economic data. What's your final word?
My final word is this. Enjoy the optimism, but stay disciplined. The trade developments are good for sentiment, but the earnings reports from big tech this week will be the ultimate test and will likely define the market's next major move. Watch those key levels.
Excellent advice. That is all the time we have for The Morning Dose. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day.